And it is a beautiful start to your Monday morning. Warm temperatures, dry conditions around here for yet another day. Maybe some showers coming up on Wednesday, but we'll worry about that then. So nothing to hold you from getting to the mailbox and filing those taxes if you're doing it old school. If not, there's this little form called 4868 that is your best friend today. Investigative reporters will tell you that when it comes to being the watchdog, to uncovering wrongdoing, documents are where the stories lie in many cases, where you can confirm allegations and disclose that wrongdoing. Well, one of the biggest treasure troves of documents could be off limits under a new rule that came down from the Michigan Supreme Court. Among those concerned about it, our next guest, columnist for the Detroit Free Press, investigative reporter M.L. Elric, joining us live this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. And, you know, it's funny when you say lie. The one thing I've found is that documents don't lie, but people do. So we love to look at paperwork. Paperwork doesn't change its mind. It is a contemporaneous record. And the best place for investigative reporters or anybody who wants to try and find out about somebody is to go to the district courthouse. That's the people's court. It's where you find out whether somebody got a ticket because they didn't pick up after their dog, whether they were drunk driving, whether they parked in a handicapped spot, or even whether they are accused of murder, because even the biggest cases start in the smallest court. And if there's enough evidence, they graduate, or the term is bound over, to the circuit court. But right now, there's an order that's been issued by the state Supreme Court that takes effect on July 2nd. It says once a case is bound over, a felony case is bound over to circuit court, the district court basically can't even acknowledge that there ever was a case started in district court, which means you have one less place to find a record of something that could be very significant.
ML, the state court administrator, Thomas Boyd, says that relying on circuit courts for felony case records would streamline the process and reduce confusion. You agree with that?
In theory. I mean, once the court records are all online, now, of course, that becomes a hardship for someone who doesn't have a computer or access to a computer. But, yeah, if you can go online and you can look up a name and find out, oh, yeah, well, they've had a felony case move over to circuit court, that's great. But we're not there yet. And, in fact, each courthouse, it's inconsistent what's available online. And truly, what Tom is saying, and he seems like a very sincere guy, and I think his heart's in the right place, is, yeah, if you can go to your computer or a computer somewhere and type in a name and find out what cases they have in Michigan, we don't have an issue here. No problem. But the truth is it's case-by-case basis in terms of what's available online. And his theory is, well, you know, if you are in, say, Wayne County, where there are 12 district courts that feed into Wayne County Circuit Court, if you check the courthouse in Romulus and you don't find a case, you may think you're done, when really you also need to check the courthouse in Plymouth and the courthouse in Detroit and the courthouse in you name it.
Mm-hmm.
I get what he's saying, but really, until this is all available in one spot, if you just can get to the courthouse in Plymouth, maybe you find it. You know, it's eliminating an opportunity for you to find a record. And it's just silly to me that if you do talk to a place where they really did have a record, they have to pretend that they didn't. That doesn't make any sense to me.
ML, you say in your piece that, you know, the district court can't even say there is a case. You know, they could say there was a case, but we don't have it, go to circuit court, but that's not allowed. For people who are listening, why does this matter to them? Can't you just go as a reporter yourself to the circuit court and get your information?
Well, the thing is, this isn't just a reporter's right, Jamie. It's anybody's right. And you don't even have to be a citizen. These are public records. They're supposed to be open for inspection. And so you should just be able to go there and say, I'd like to know if you have a record on so-and-so. And they should tell you yes. Now, this whole issue comes because Michigan has this clean slate law, the expungement law. So if you have a case that's been taken off of your record, no one's supposed to be able to see it because you've essentially been forgiven. It's like it never happened. And like I say in my column, you know, I'm glad that if you had one mistake and your car theft gets taken off your record, it doesn't bring my car back, but so be it. But the real issue is the Supreme Court is concerned that somebody may just screw up and the case may be expunged, but maybe a clerk somewhere forgets to take it out of the records. I understand we want to make sure that if you've been cleared, that you're cleared. But really, what's happening here is that we could be denied records and access to records that we'd like to find without having to know exactly where to look.
Well, and documents will be suppressed in cases where expungement isn't an option, right? I mean, that's the thing. You're trying to defend the expungement law, but way too broadly. I've got to ask you in terms of where these cases are probably most helpful. If I'm someone who I was engaged in a traffic stop and I thought the officer was abusive, maybe roughed me up, if I want to find out if that's a pattern of behavior about that officer, I could go to district court records and see complaints filed against them. That no longer will be an option. I know Kevin Dietz broke a story that way a few years ago, and it was quite an investigation, and the guy ended up losing his job and being denied employment in other departments as well. If I've want to take a civil case against the department, that again, I won't be able to find those records, will I?
No, you can. So this is where it gets kind of complicated. Once a case is bound over to circuit court, all of those records go to circuit court, so you can find them in circuit court. And it only involves criminal cases, not civil cases. But and if it turns out a case is not bound over to circuit court, then you can still find it in the district court. But the issue is, if you go to the district court and say, hey, I want to know about this, they may tell you there's no case whatsoever. So you don't even know to go look at circuit court to see if it's been bound over.
Got
so
it.
It's, you know, it's not like they're eliminating access to records. They're just making it so that you have to know exactly where to look. And what Tom Boyd's point is, well, people should learn that anyways. And this is one way to teach them. If you want to know about a felony case, mm-hmm. don't go to district court, go to circuit court. And my concern is, listen, you should be able to go to any courthouse where there's a record and find out what records they have.
But basically, they've
been expunged.
They're sweeping up the
and
breadcrumbs.
If somebody messed up and didn't make it suppressed once it's been expunged, well, that's a shame. But because there's a chance that might happen, why should we be denied access to all these records that we may find very interesting and may lead us to look for other records? It's just public records should be open to the public, period. It's not complicated.
ML, got a quick one before we go. The feds seem to have found about $6,700 that belongs to the former mayor of Detroit. Just a drop in the bucket, though, to what he owes.
It sure is. And contrary to what he's been telling people, this also shows once again, he's not making restitution payments. It looks like he's made some little itty-bitty ones to the feds. But again, still owes the people of Detroit $1 million. Doesn't seem to be too concerned about it, but he does seem to be enjoying a $500,000 or more house that he's living in. And Robert Snell of the Detroit News has reported that he's driving around in a $90,000 Japanese-made SUV. So yeah, he's completely changed. He's a totally different guy. I don't even recognize
And someday those records may be expunged if we keep heading in that direction, right? ML,
well,
thanks.
Here's the funny thing. His record was commuted. It's not expunged, so we can see it all. But he tells us, once again, nothing to see here. Yeah, okay, cool.
Well, regarding what happens with district court records, hopefully this can be rectified and that we can have both expungement and open sources on those records. ML, thanks for being with us.
Thanks, guys. Let's go Red Wings tonight, okay?
Oh, we got our fingers crossed, pal, to be sure. And we also need to root against the Capitals, too. Let's root for the Bruins. Take care. When we come back, Greenfield Village opening with some new attractions. One of the really nicest spots to visit here. We'll get the latest on that at 7:49 on JR Morning.